the Jake Humphreys, I think is the name of the presenter, who said majestic Man City. Majestic. That's exactly how they were. And they're now predicting, some of the pundits are saying that City are the only team equipped to hunt down Chelsea and actually catch them. Very difficult to do. I think, what, 16 matches or whatever left. Very difficult to do. But they are purring at the moment. And Chelsea could hit a rocky patch. It's unlikely. Very, very unlikely. However, the analysts, you know, the guys who look into it on sort of Football Manager, on all these game stations and whatever, they've been looking at it. And they know who's won the Premier League. They've worked it out, and they also know who's won the Championship. I'm going to suggest it's Chelsea and Newcastle United. Winner Chelsea are going to win the Premier League, and Newcastle United are going to win the Championship, even though I hope City do run Chelsea close and maybe catch them, but I think it's a task beyond them. Let me speak to Tom Davidson. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a Football Manager analyst, and indeed, for people who aren't familiar with this state-of-the-art simulation system, just remind us what you guys do.
So we make a game called Football Manager, which my job is basically to use it to predict what's going to happen in the world of football. This is the fifth year we've run this particular simulation, and we've got it right 4 out of 5 times. The only year that let us down was last year, but Leicester are 5,000-1 shot. I don't think many people saw that happening.
I know everyone's still surprised that Leicester won it, but they did. So you managed to get it right every other time, and this year you're saying who's going to get it?
Well, I think you've hit me down the head when you said Chelsea. Chelsea, their form between October and November and into the Christmas period was electric, and that run of victories they put together is enough to help them hold on to the lead that they've got at the top of the table, and they will lift the Premier League trophy in May, according to our simulation.
You're probably going to say that Arsenal or Liverpool or someone's going to come second. This is before you saw majestic Man City last night.
We've got Tottenham in second, actually.
Oh dear!
Yeah, so
dear.
I mean, they've got a good squad. If they keep their key players injury free, then every chance that they could push Chelsea quite close.
Tom, you're beginning to scare me here. Who's your top four?
We've got Arsenal in third, but I think you'll be happy to hear that City beat United into fourth place.
Good stuff. Thank God for that. But I actually think City are going to come second. I do believe that they're going to have one of those barnstormer finishes to the season, and will end in second place, but only time will tell. I have a bit of an interest, I often say this in the programme, in Newcastle United, simply because I have a daughter that lives over there, and I'm back and forward quite a bit, and I've been to St James's a few times. So are they going to automatically go straight back into the Premier League?
Yeah, they've got the best squad in the league. I think everyone can see that, and a very capable manager in Rafa Benitez. And yeah, we've got them going up as champions. So they beat Brighton to the top of the league by 5 points.
And this analysis, why would your accuracy be as good as it is, setting Leicester City aside? You know, 16, 17 games out from the end of the season, a lot of points to be played for. How is it that you do tend to get it right?
Well, it's all down to our extensive database that we use. We've got a scouting network that rivals Real Madrid's. We've got 1,300 scouts, really, across the world. And it's their job to look at every team and player within the league that they're responsible for, and they'll be changing the numbers on a week-by-week basis. So, I mean, we've had great success in the past. We predicted that Lionel Messi would be the superstar that he is now before he'd even kicked a ball for the Barcelona first team. So these guys know what they're doing. We've done this over many, many years now. This is the 23rd year that we've been making Football Manager. So I think we know exactly what we're meant to be looking out for, and we've got to really hone down to a fine art. And yeah, I mean, it's that level of detail that allows us to produce these simulations that are so accurate.
Yeah, but is it basically like a PlayStation-type game?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, we have millions of fans across the world who play it at trying to take, you know, their local team to the Champions League final, and that's one element of it. That's the beauty of Football Manager, really. You can play it for fun, or you can try and do what I do and use it to try and predict these the end of the season tables.
Tom, why is it that there are so few really brilliant managers in the real world? Why is it that it's Pep or Jose or Arsene or Jurgen who are the men that everyone wants? I know the best of managers. Like, there are guys here managing Irish League clubs who I'm sure could give a championship side a darn good run if they were given the opportunity. Why is it there are so few outstanding managers?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point you made there about managers not really being given a chance. It's a really tough business. I mean, the average length of a stay that manager gets in the English top four flights is, I think, 2.5 years. So you don't really get much time to make an imprint on the club that you're actually managing. And also, I think a lot of it has to do with reputation. I mean, you see in the last few years the amount of ex-pros who've been given a shot at managing a championship club. And, you know, they've sort of faded back into anonymity, and then someone else has come along who's just retired from the game. So I think a lot of it has to do with who you know. And I think, as I said, it's a really, really tough job. I mean, you think, oh, it's just picking a team and trying to get them motivated, but there's so much you have to do week in, week out in terms of preparation. And all it takes is really one or two injuries or an own goal or a suspension, and you can find yourself facing the sack. So it's a ruthless business, and one that's very, very difficult to be successful. I think it's interesting that, I mean, this is the first time I can remember where we've had so many of the world's top managers managing in the Premier League. So whether that's a trend that will continue, I don't know. But and I don't think many people would have picked out Antonio Conte as the one who would be leading the pack out of all of them. I think a lot of people would have said Pep, maybe Jose, maybe even Jurgen Klopp. But it's interesting to see how the manager can influence the team in a way that Conte has done as well, by changing the formation the way he did.
Yeah, he's doing an excellent job at Chelsea, no question about that. What about Mourinho? He's on last night on the telly saying there's different rules for him than there are for other managers. Is he the greatest whinge on earth?
He certainly brings it on himself. He doesn't help himself at all. I mean, he stormed out of the BBC interview last night after about 90 seconds. So, he doesn't help himself. But, I mean, part of what makes him the character that he is his ability to try and use mind games against the opposition. Whether he's been found out, I'm not sure. They've put together a decent unbeaten run. But the problem is, the reason why they're not going to win the title, the reason that separates him from someone like Sir Alex Ferguson is that I don't think there's any way that Alex Ferguson's Manchester United would have left Old Trafford last night without a win. I think that's their big issue, that they just dropping too many points against smaller teams. I mean, they drew 0-0 with Burnley early in the season as well, which is a team they should be beating. So I think that's the difference. Chelsea have beaten the teams they're meant to have beaten, and United haven't.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex Ferguson's team totally would have scored in the last 5 minutes of that game. They would have scored earlier, but they absolutely would have scored in the old famous Fergie time against the likes of Hull. One final question, Tom. The man we are always keeping our focus on here is Michael O'Neill. We don't want to lose him as the manager of Northern Ireland. He's a success story waiting to happen with a big club, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the way that he's put that team together, and, you know, the performances that he's been able to produce from that squad as well, it's been fantastic. I mean, he's one of those managers, I think, though, that I like to see him stay in the national job at Northern Ireland for quite a while, because I think that, as I said, you know, the ruthlessness of club management in particular, it would be, you know, it'd be a shame to see someone like that suffer a similar fate to other managers who've just sort of taken that one shot at managing in the Premier League and then sort of faded back into anonymity after a while. But I think, you know, if a club took a punt on him, then it would definitely be a shrewd appointment. I think he's got a lot of respect from within the game, and I think I'd like to see him go on and achieve great things with Northern Ireland in the future.
I couldn't agree more. Tom, thank you very much indeed. Tom Davidson, who's Football Manager's analyst, and they've called it Chelsea win the Premier League. They've worked it all out. Newcastle United win the Championship. Tottenham come second in the Premier League, Arsenal come third, and Man City get the fourth and final spot in the Champions League. So there you go. They're probably right. Although, after watching City last night, gosh, Gabriel, you know, is it Jesus? You know, what's it Jesus on the back of his jersey? We think Jesus is the proper pronunciation. But he's aptly named, if you don't mind me saying. He is a great player. He is, you know, and City aren't searching for a saviour. They're simply looking for another person to complement the goal machine that is Sergio Aguero. And I think they've now found him. Oh, it was just beautiful. I floated to bed last night.